Merrimack wins tonight 3-1 over UNH at J. Tom Lawler Rink. Joining us, Adam Arvidsson, one of the warriors of the game. And Adam, I really say, because you know, the five of you guys on defense, you know, so much asked of you guys, not only this season but this weekend in particular. And when you guys really seemed like you pulled together and did things that you had to do, did little things that, you know, maybe block shots, things like that, show up on a score sheet, maybe some other things don't necessarily, you know, what you guys did, but it was just kind of amazing to see, you know, you guys roll out one pair after another, and just doing the little things you had to do to get a win.
Yeah, I agree with you. We pulled through. We showed that we could manage this situation. 5D through the entire weekend. Nice way to win today. I think we played great, and good feeling going forward.
You know, looking at last night and tonight, and then, you know, the fact that, like I said, you had to go, you know, only five guys you were available, you all had to play, and, you know, play a lot of minutes, too, play more minutes maybe than you're used to. You know, is that something that when you heard that, you know, you look forward to that, or, you know, maybe a little trepidation? You know, what was the feeling knowing that was going to be the situation this weekend?
Personally, I loved it. I loved knowing that I was going to get a lot of minutes. So that makes me more comfortable on the ice, playing a lot. I think I play better when I get those minutes. But obviously, I knew it was going to be a battle, because 5D is not really optional. But like I said, we did it well, and I loved it. Yeah,
it seemed like, you know, team wise, everybody pulled together in that regard too. You know, I mean, you had forwards doing maybe more than they'd been asked to as well, and then you guys, like I said, doing more than you'd had to maybe in the past, and it took an effort like that, an overall team effort, to win tonight.
Yes, obviously the forwards did a great job. We talked about that they were more healthy guys, have probably more energy through the game than us, so they helped us big time, and that was great, and we managed to win.
So going back to last night's game, first of all, you're playing against a really, you know, high-caliber offense in BU. You know that, you know, one of the top offenses in the country. So they did have you guys back, you know, on your heels a bit in that game last night. I imagine that had to, you know, eventually as time went on over the game, it starts to take a little bit of its toll. You know, before we even talk about tonight's game, was that the case last night, you think?
Yeah, it was tough. They're very talented, skilled team to play against. We didn't figure it out yesterday, but I mean, we battled back today, fought it through, got a win today, and just keep going forward from here and forget about the past right now. Look forward to March and the playoffs. Be as good as we can, be as prepared as we can for the playoffs.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, going off of that game last night and that experience, and knowing that, okay, it's going to be the same situation for us, same five guys, you know, same lineup for the whole team and everything. Maybe you know a little bit more what to expect, and, you know, maybe you try to do things like, I don't know, manage your energy a little bit, right? You know, maybe try to make sure you have a little bit more in the tank as you get down, you know, into the second and third period. Was that true tonight?
Yes, of course, and we had to play smart because we were 5D to be able to play through the whole weekend or game today, like I said. So just be smart, and I think we figured it out kind of well. You know, so just keep going from here. Figure it out what we did good today, what we did bad yesterday, and just keep playing, keep winning.
Going back to the first period then, so after you guys got the lead 1-0, then a couple of minutes later, you know, you're out there, Alex Treffy's wouldn't end up scoring the goal, but it kind of started with a play that you had where shot gets blocked, but then, you know, take us through what happens after that.
Yeah, like I said, shot blocked, and then I got the puck, and looked over, saw Jeff on the other side there, pass went through, and he was able to bury it, so a nice feeling, 2-goal lead there, and I think we just got better from there.
You led all the way in the game. You scored the first goals. You mentioned the goal that you helped to set up was the second goal. Does it make that much of a difference when you guys score first and when you have the lead?
I think it always does. I think it always does. Can't just stop playing when you got the lead. You still gotta, like, go hard and play through that. So we did that.
Folks, friends and family maybe watching back home in Sweden?
Yes. Mom and Dad usually watches. My grandpa usually watches. So hopefully they watch the entire game today.
Yeah. Yeah, just wondering if you want to say hello to them at all.
Yeah. I mean, if they see this, thanks for watching.
All right, thanks a lot, Adam. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the win tonight. Good luck next weekend.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.